Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. Rich is off this week. Today, Andy Hart and our buddy Nick Fitzy Stevens, primarily from the Greg Hill Show, is joining us as well. And I see we've got some folks lined up who want to talk about what Matt Light had to say, and we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. I'm a bit mystified, as I said, by the people who just refuse to acknowledge science. It's okay to say, you know, it's a personal freedom thing. You sound like an idiot, but you can use that one if you want. Virtually everybody says wearing a mask makes a difference. Oh, by the way, the neck gaiter thing may be worse than wearing a mask.
Uh-oh.
The recent studies are that is not doing the job.
I'm actually promoting the spread of coronavirus.
Oh, so you can wear the corona around your neck? It's ring around the Rona, huh?
I'm blowing through it.
Well, it's just a thought. By the way, Bruins tonight, Stanley Cup playoffs, first round game against the Carolina Hurricanes, 8 o'clock faceoff. Cheap plug here, 7 o'clock pregame show on Nesson. David Pastrnak, Tuukka Rask on the ice. But virtually everybody who's picking hockey games out there, at least the ESPN crew, all think the Bruins are doomed, like Fitzy does, like Andy does.
That seems like an accurate assessment, Dale. I think they are going to struggle to flick the switch. I think they did not take these games seriously, which Brad Marchand articulated when he said they didn't take them seriously, essentially. And I am concerned about the picking up where you left off. How many days ago? I'm not like Cam Newton. I don't count the days. When did the, what was March? When did the hockey season end?
Approximately 150 ago.
150 days ago.
It was longer than the off season was between the Stanley Cup final and the beginning of this past regular season.
So all we ever,
it was a longer break.
All we ever hear from athletes is, you know, what we did last year doesn't matter. We got to start a whole fresh year. It's a different year.
Well, the
year.
Difference, though, is you've got the same team.
Yeah, but a lot of
like
teams
normally
often have the
with,
same teams.
No, you always make changes. You didn't, obviously, this year.
This is the same basic team, right? Same basic team, but it's a year apart, an off-season apart. It's like a different season, and we're holding them potentially to the standard of 150 days ago rather than maybe the standard of the last 20 days, right?
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm not as concerned about the last 20 days as some have been,
yeah.
You two lads included.
Well, Marshy says that they're not taking him seriously and they can just take him seriously now. But you do run a risk,
sure,
of not being as coordinated and not being as energetic and not being as effective when you try to play the flip the switch game.
That's we also all. Have that, Vegas, Vegas to lean on because Vegas thought they were the surefire. Remember all those odds? Like, here are the most likely Stanley Cup finals matchups, and it was Bruins versus somebody, Bruins. It was
right.
Always Bruins, 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 Bruins. Now Scheim tells me they are the fifth.
Yeah, they went
most
from
likely.
Going into the restart, they were the most likely team to win the Stanley Cup. They're now all the way down to fifth.
Ooh.
And, oh, by the way, Carolina is not ahead of them.
Well,
they're also third just to win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Ooh, and fifth overall.
And, oh, by the way, Carolina's not ahead of them there either.
Well, you're really harping on this Carolina's not that good thing.
You're the one who picked Carolina to beat them.
Do you?
The Cowboys went to Mexico and thought they had everything locked up years ago against the Giants. Remember?
Yes.
You had Jason Witten and Tony Romo taking pictures with Jessica Simpson on the balcony in Mexico.
Hey,
everything
girl.
Was fine. We'll turn around against the Giants. Oops.
Dale, I'm not sure whether you're banking on the Bruins flicking the switch and getting back to March hockey, or you're banking on Carolina's not that good.
No, I think Carolina's better, obviously, than they were when the Bruins swept them a year ago and outscored them 17-5. I don't think the Bruins are going to sweep this playoff series. I'm not, you know, that much of a homer. I'm a homer, but let's, you know, I have standards. I think the Bruins win this thing in like 6 or 7 games.
Ooh, 7 game series.
I said
that's
six
close.
Or seven.
Puck can bounce either way, Dale.
Sure.
Puck luck, I've heard of it.
You just like saying it.
Yep. He just likes saying that. That's all there is to
Puck luck with slap shot shime.
It's side nip shime, actually.
You're the only one that says that.
I know, but I like it.
I'm here for all. I'm here for all the Dale sighs every time he hears side nip.
Yeah, I know. And obviously, as with every team in every playoff series that's ever been played, you always proceed whatever you're going to say with if healthy. If the Bruins stay healthy, they're still one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league. I don't think 3 exhibition games changed my opinion of that. Now, just to give you an example, when the Patriots were at the point where Belichick was asked if they're going to reassess the quarterback position?
Oh yeah,
they had been beaten by Kansas City. Yeah. And
Mike Giardi asked it,
and he got that same sigh that I just gave.
Yep.
And Belichick basically looked at him like he had 2 heads, because Belichick knew, I'm not going to change, you know, 18 years of perception of what I think this quarterback is and this team is based on this small sample size of games here.
Right.
I'm not doing that about the Bruins and 3 games in a round robin.
I'm just not sure I like the, yeah, we didn't try. Those didn't matter. We didn't take. Sounds like me the first time I ever lost to my son and horse in the driveway. I was like, yeah, I wasn't really trying. I wanted to make you feel better. I wouldn't have said that had I won. I would have said I whooped your ass.
Little did Andy realize that was the beginning of the end.
Yep.
Valar Morghulis, Andy. Valar Morghulis.
I don't know what that means.
That's death is coming for all. Winter is coming. That's from Game of Thrones. If you don't know
watch
that,
Game of Thrones.
You're not
death
hip
to all men.
Death to all men. Thank you very much, Shime. See, Shime's hip, Dale. Shime
see, I did.
It.
I actually
hip,
did
nip,
that.
Shime.
I actually did that at the very beginning of the pandemic shutdown. My wife and I went through every Game of Thrones episode, and started it at 1 and went all the way through, and I rewatched every one of them just because. What the hell else was I going to do? You never left the house anyway, right?
And tremendous show.
As good on review, Dale?
Better. I saw stuff I had forgotten.
Yes, and the ending. Whew, top 5 worst finishes in TV.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. I will say this. When you know that it's the Red Wedding episode, but your wife doesn't know it's the Red Wedding episode, there's a certain delight I took in just watching that play out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the same reaction I had when I saw it live the first time, I went, whoa! To see her do
that. Yeah, but when it actually aired live, my friend watched the episode, knew it happened, and then rewatched it 3 hours later with his wife and filmed her. And the horror on her face made the and the reaction she had to the Red Wedding, that video went viral within like 3. It was one of those videos of people just being shocked.
For us book readers, it was the best experience to sit there with people that we knew had no clue what was about to happen and just watch it all unfold. It was the best feeling on the planet.
Andy, I can't believe you're not hip to all this. You don't know. You don't need
the phrase to all this.
Oh,
I can't believe you're not hip.
I could have stopped that at hip.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that might come up later on in the program as well. We might have some other things we'll try to find out.
Look at the tease,
like,
Dale.
Nice,
you big old tease,
Dale.
You.
Just
it's like saying. Your wife early in the show when you were dangling.
It might come up. All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Shane is in Boston. Hey, Shane, how you doing?
Good, Dale. How you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
I just want to call in to kind of compare your science with my science on masks. Now,
Okay. Don't
get me wrong, I wear a mask all the time. I do it not because of what science says, but to make other people feel comfortable when I'm out shopping or whatnot. But we all know what Dr. Fauci said about it. We all know what the Surgeon General said about it.
What did the Surgeon General say on July 2nd?
On July 2nd, I don't know what he said, but
I'll tell you what he said.
Masks are not effective in preventing general public from catching coronavirus. That was from the Surgeon General. Do you know what the New England Journal of Medicine has said?
Yeah,
I've
read all of it. The Surgeon General has begged people to wear masks. Begged them to.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
Shime, do you have the audio that I sent you mere moments ago? Take a listen, Shane. Just take a listen.
Oh,
No. Hold on, Shane. Just listen. July 2nd, then you can talk again.
And when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me.
Shane?
Okay,
that was your Surgeon General.
I'm going to tell you my science. New England Journal of Medicine.
Your
science.
We know
that wearing a mask outside of healthcare facilities offer little to no protection against coronavirus. OSHA regulations, cloth face coverings, do not protect against COVID-19. California Department of Health, there is little evidence to show that cloth face coverings protect you from COVID-19.
So the FDA, Surgeon General is begging you. Shane, why is the Surgeon General begging you to wear a mask? Donald Trump's Surgeon General, by the way.
Exactly. The same reason that I have to when I go to Walmart or Target or shopping, but I don't when I'm at home. It's the
same thing. Nobody wears it at home.
It's a comfort thing. It's to make people feel comfortable. That's the only reason people are wearing masks anywhere. A cloth mask do not protect you from COVID-19. It is a false.
It's not supposed to protect you, Shane. You're supposed to protect other people.
Anybody.
Well, Shane, I'm sorry, but your science, your phrase, not mine, is wrong. It's just wrong. And you don't want to wear it. I get it. I don't love wearing them either. There are places that you go that you don't have a choice. Period. Despite what all the Karens will have you think, you don't have a choice. Just like, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Sorry, it's a rule.
And some of this I blame on a lack of faith in the science. You know, as the caller brought up, you have science.
No, he says he has his own science.
But there is a little truth to that. And we've learned that over the long haul, where if you watch the nightly news, they're always promoting some study that says, eat a carrot and you'll be healthy. And then if you eat too many carrots, we find out, oh, now you're not healthy. And like, there has been this ebb and flow of science over the years, as well as within this coronavirus pandemic. And it's a little bit like we've been talking about with the Bruins. Dale, you believe that March Bruins matter. I personally believe recent Bruins matter.
But that's not science.
Well, they're both science. They were good in March. They sucked since. That's science.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite the same as science.
My science, Dale.
Oh, it's your science.
My science tells me they have not been winning as they should have. They are not the number one seed. Why? Because they either stink and aren't that good and can't pick up where they left off, or they didn't take it seriously. Either way, I don't feel great about it because my science has created fear in me.
I understand, by the way, and nobody's suggesting you should wear it at home unless you've got people who are immunocompromised in your house. I only got two people in my house. No, we don't wear masks in our house. I'm always a bit perplexed when you'll drive by somebody and they'll be wearing their mask in their car all by themselves.
I can beat that, Dale. I pass boats in the river with people by themselves riding along in a boat, literally hundreds of feet from land at 30 miles an hour wearing a mask.
Now, it's unnecessary, but if that's what makes them feel comfortable.
If it makes them feel good,
fine.
I got no issue.
It can't possibly make them feel good. It doesn't feel good.
I know it doesn't
feel
good.
No one wants to wear a mask. You can't tell me it physically makes you feel good.
Emotionally, not physically.
Well, then they have issues.
Yes. All right. So Christian Fourier, matter of fact, today on part of OMPH, today, 2-6 today, he just quote tweeted Aubrey Huff. Aubrey Huff, who wrote,
there's an intellect.
I know, there's a real mind. I've passed by five people at 6:50 in the morning walking by themselves with a mask on. Can please someone explain to me why? And Fourier quote tweeted and said, just as dumb as the people who drive in their cars alone with a mask on. It makes no sense to me. I wouldn't do it. You're not going to catch it by yourself. It's not going to sneak through the grill of your car and then sidle its way through the vent and then get you while you're driving listening to WEEI.
Have you had your car filter changed lately?
Oh, boy.
That's what I would use if I were
this
trying
is the,
to sucker people into the filter
change. This is the ultimate
change.
No-win scenario.
What, the Bruins?
No, this year.
Oh.
and it is the issue in that, as I said, there's a difference between people like Shane, the caller we just had, and Matt Light, who was on Greg Hill this morning, who just think that the science is clear, it doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Even if I disagree, okay, I understand your argument. That's totally different than the nitwits who say, hey, I got rights too, you know. You can't make me. Oh, yes, they actually can. They can actually, as the governor has done in this state, as here in the little town of Bellingham we did, they can say, you can't go in a store without one. Yes, they have the right to tell you that.
And what about the guy I saw when I was in the little local convenience store, which also has a little pizza shop in it, who was dangling a wipe, like a wet wipe, he had it stuck to his nose like the old spoon trick and was considering that a mask. What's the...
No, it's not a mask.
Hey, Andy, why don't you show me where in the Constitution it says I have to wear a mask everywhere, bro?
Unlike others, I'm not going to pretend I've read the Constitution. I have not.
That's the thing. Yeah, okay, where's
honest,
your...
Honest, hand raised, never read it.
Where's your pocket Constitution, bro?
Yeah, screw you. Just like the Bible. Never read it. Have tried many times in hotel rooms. Never got past like page three.
I was picking up my my daughter and her fiance at Logan 10 days ago or so. And by the way, it was dead out there. There was nobody in the airport. But I was picking her up, and there was a guy going through the airport who had the mask looped around his ears, just like you're supposed to, and then had it under his chin.
Which I don't understand.
Mouth and nose completely uncovered. You're not beating the system here, sir.
And
that doesn't mean you're abiding by the rules and regulations that are out there, if that's your smart aleck way of saying, hey, I got a mask on.
Also looks uncomfortable. Like, I don't really understand the point of that. Like, I'll show you. I'll wear it down here where it's less comfortable than would be up on my nose, mm-hmm. where it was designed to go, with a little piece of metal that crimps to hold it there.
The fact that it has become a political statement is baffling to me.
That's everything's a political statement these days, Dale. That's not baffling to me.
I'd like to introduce you to 21st century America.
No, listen. I know the times we live in and all that, but I'm sincere when I say this. If this had all taken place back in March, and by the way, people like Donald Trump, Surgeon General, and Dr. Fauci, and even Dr. Birx have agreed here. If they had done this mask thing back in March and April, going back to school wouldn't even be much of an issue right now. And I made this point a week or so ago. I think you should wear a mask, okay? If I'm wrong, if Shane says my science is wrong, and if I'm wrong, you'll be inconvenienced for the next 6 weeks. It'll be a pain in your ass, but you'll go about your life. If Shane's wrong,
we're all going to die.
Well, school isn't going to get opened anytime soon. The economy is not going to come back anytime soon. You're not going to get college football anytime soon. You're not going to have fans at sporting events anytime soon. If the anti-maskers are wrong, the consequences are more severe than my consequences if I'm wrong.
Now, what about that loose, early anecdotal science that was, if you wear a mask, it just recirculates your own air and you get corona worse?
Yeah, or like the...
There's no such thing as getting corona worse.
The representative who said wearing a mask gave him corona?
Yeah. 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 Another...
That was pretty tight.
Major intellect.
That was airtight. Dale, I want to ask you this. So the town of Foxborough last week approved the Patriots' plan of 20% capacity, so up to like 14,000 people at a game.
Yes. Isn't it still up to the governor? I'm not sure about that.
Well, I'm looking at right now on one of the monitors here in the beautiful Shaw's and Star Market WEI studios at the dumpy little building in Brighton. Do you believe that by the time they kick off Shaw's, do I have to say it like a Castiglione? Is that contractually obliged? Shaw's and Star Market.
Melon.
And Tory Hunter's hurt. So do you believe that there actually will be 14,000 fans in the stands at kickoff Sunday, September 13th at 1 p.m.?
I do not, because I don't think the state's going to allow it, and they still have to allow it. Is your more general question, will 14,000 people feel comfortable enough to go to the game? Yes, absolutely.
I agree with that 100%, but I'm wondering if it'll actually happen, because I think we all can agree that while the NBA has made drastic improvements, it's not a certain something. There's a lot that's missing from these games right now, and it's us, the fans. It's the energy we bring.
But that's going to be missing either way. Whether you have 14,000 fans or zero, it's going to be weird. I think it might actually be more awkward.
Awkward, you think?
To have 14,000 fans spread out over all these rules of sections and masks and all that, with this, like, they're there and they're cheering, but it's not, there's no energy. It's not reaching that level where it's
impactful.
Is there going
to be a crop duster that comes by and sprays hydrogen peroxide in the stadium?
Well, there's another issue. Dale, I think you and I made a bet on this, I believe, for a lunch, and I feel less confident about my bet recently. I bet that there would be fans, because I do think that was their plan, and that but the recent events as of last Friday, that Governor Baker announced the pause,
right?
And that I think it went into effect midnight last
today.
Night or noon today. Today is the day. That concerns me, the fact that they cut from 100 down to 50 for gatherings and sort of enacted different rules and emboldened some of the rules of fining people for various reasons. That makes me feel less good, let's say, about my bet with you that there will be fans, because there's also the issue of quarantining. I don't know if you know, they're called the New England Patriots, mm-hmm. not the Massachusetts or Boston.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When the people come from New Hampshire through Massachusetts, Rhode Island, to like, now you have all other issues there. Well, what'd you do? Well, I just hung out with 13,757 of my closest friends at Gillette Stadium for that game. Well, you can't go to work for 2 weeks.
How about
Sit
Amana?
Your ass home.
Can Amana come on? No, yeah. You can't. Like, oh, I saw the game. Nah, I can't go back home for 2 weeks because I went to Patriots.
I have a friend who she and her family had rented a house down in Narragansett last week, as they do every summer. They go last weekend. We're going to have our week's vacation. While they were there, the quarantining rules changed for coming from Rhode Island or going to Rhode Island. While she was there, she got back this weekend after spending a week in Narragansett and was basically told by her employer, you either got to go get a negative COVID-19 test or you got to quarantine for 2 weeks.
It's bananas. Just be at the beach in Rhode Island that far, which is basically shared coastline.
Right.
That's nuts.
That's the thing I find funny.
Should be told the same thing for going over the Sagamore to the Cape every week.
One of the first things is these like borders. Like, I live closer to Rhode Island where I am than I am to Boston.
So do I. So I live a mile from Rhode Island.
Like, I can drive to Boston for an hour and go back home, and I've done nothing. I'm fine.
You stayed interstate.
Stayed in my state. Mm-hmm. But if I drive 15 minutes to the west.
Sit down.
Now I have COVID. Like, wait, what? I went further to more people north and west and little and no sense
Andy,
made
it's 2020
here?
And this is sports radio. Why would you bring logic to the party?
Damn it, I try.
I mentioned my daughter was visiting, and while she was home, and I was on vacation last week, at one point she said, hey, Dad, let's go down to Providence. Let's go to PV Donuts and get some donuts and bring them.
And Dale went,
well, no, I said, you can't. And they had put the quarantine rules in.
Right.
They put these rules in. No, you can't go drive to Providence and get some donuts and bring them home. You can't do it now.
They're good donuts, though.
I hear they are, but
could you like pick a point that's like equidistant at the border so you could like Grubhub it or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. We gave up on the plan because the rules are the rules. But
you're a stickler for the rules, Dale Arnold. I've noticed that.
Come on, Dale, live a little. Life on the edge.
But what if they told me? What if they told me I had to quarantine? How would I do the radio? Oh, never mind. We'd figure it out.
Game in the system.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got an edition of Heartburn coming up, and he's angry and owly today anyway, so God knows where this is going to go.
I'm on edge.
It's Dale and Keefe with Andy and Fitzy, and it's time to trend.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
How could you be so heartless?
He's bold.
Shut the hell up.
He's brash.
If Mutt ever had testicles, I took them from him a week ago.
If you cross him.
Does his microphone put up a little less fight than the one last night?
He'll turn you to ash. Dale and Keefe presents.
The idiot producer dropped us off on the wrong side.
Heartburn.
I do not think Brady is playing at an elite level, a high level.
With Andy Hart.
Andy Fart.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
So the question is whether Andy Hart can be any owlier than he's been, you know, for the first 2.5 hours of this program in this edition of Heartburn, where, generally speaking, we give a couple of topics and Andy rants about them.
Was that owlier?
Owlier. Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
I've never heard. Now, all these different words we're learning today. Catastrophize, owlier.
Dale, could you give me a definition? Use it in a sentence, please.
Use it in a sentence, please. And then the poor kid passes out on the stage and...
But that's okay, by the way. You can't have sports parents that push their kids too hard in sports, but it's okay if you push them too hard in spelling or music or violin. I haven't even started yet, and I'm
I've
going.
Always hated that the spelling bee was on ESPN.
You
hated
do?
Why? Oh, God, yes.
Dale, it's the entertainment and sports programming
Do you
network.
See what... It, by the way, it's the same reason I don't love seeing the Little League World Series on there either. The pressure you're putting on 10, 11, 12-year-old kids... Oh, now you're on worldwide TV when you screw up that word, son.
Oh, life is pressure. Deal with it.
Huh. Wow, look at you.
Want a trophy?
I didn't say they should all get a trophy.
Second place is first loser, No, but it bro. Does bother me. Mask. In my town, like, football practice, you can only practice X number of hours, get off the field. But then I go out to, like, put the garbage out at 8:30 at night, and I can hear the band still practicing under the lights. And I'm like, oh, so it's okay if it's the band or it's artsy fartsy, then we
Maybe
can push
them Maybe that's the only time
much.
They could get on the field because you guys had it tied up all night.
Damn band runs
look
the
at
town.
Look at complaining McComplain bands over here.
That's kind of what this segment's all about.
All right, let's kick it off because Lord knows we'll get you going here. Let's start out with topic number one, Bill Belichick on Cam Newton.
So, Dale, I was off last week, but Bill was available via Zoom call. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my job. I'm going to sign in. He might say something important. He did not. In fact, he misled some of us to believe that he is apparently asleep at the wheel and has no idea how Cam Newton is doing.
Yeah, well, again, the coaches aren't on the field for the training part of the program, so I couldn't really comment on that. That our strength coaches supervise that.
It's weird because you'd think he's
the boss of the strength coaches and the staff that's out there during the actual running portion, you think they might, I don't know, just an idea here, report to Bill Belichick and say, you know, Cam looks really good, strong arm, he's running. So for all Bill knows, because he's not allowed out there when they run, they're just out there for walkthroughs.
Well, he's working the plexiglass. Right.
All Bill knows, right, he could be limping around on that mm-hmm. bad foot. Cam Newton actually is now throwing left-handed because, bad news, surgery didn't.
So the shoulder didn't.
Yeah, never took. He can't lift his arm.
We never should have signed this guy. Like,
so I'm to believe Bill has no idea how Cam Newton is doing physically.
That's not how the hierarchy works. And could he be more obtuse? There's another fun word to throw around.
Intentionally obtuse.
Do you not hate it? Do you not hate? Now you're going to get me going. Ooh. Do you not hate it when grown adults lie and treat other grown adults like idiots?
Yeah, but I've also been dealing with it for 20 years with Bill Belichick, so I'm used to it. But it's the damnedest thing. The guy's been asleep at the wheel, apparently, for 2 decades. No one tells him anything. No one answers. New quarterback, who everybody thinks is going to start, except for Glenn Ordway. And no one has advised him as to whether that guy, less than a month from the season opener, mm-hmm. has the ability to, I don't know, run, cut off his left foot, cut off his right, throw on the run. Nope, nobody's told Bill because, quote, he's not out there. That's the strength
I mean, and technically, he's telling you the truth, okay? Technically, he I don't think he sits there and lies. He just always finds a way to skirt the truth. Technically, he's not out there. He's not watching him. But to your point, yeah, he kind of knows how Cam Newton is looking physically
you
out
think?
There.
You think?
Do you think?
And by the way, Gillette's, I'm interrupting my own horn. Gillette Stadium has ramps, Dale, am I correct?
Yeah.
So Bill, if he
back
decided,
in the day when we used to be able to do stuff like that, we would sit up on one of those ramps and do radio shows and stuff.
If Bill in the middle of the day was like, you know what, whew, my watch just went off. It told me I gotta
take a walk. I gotta get my steps in.
Oh, I just happened to walk by the field where the players are practicing.
Nope.
Damnedest thing. My eyeballs looked at the guy wearing the number one jersey, the big guy, the specimen who, I don't know, the season may hinge on him being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I might have just looked at that. But I move on, Dale Arnold, because...
Let me just add one other thing, because I'll even be more cynical than you.
You two are stealing my segment.
I'm convinced they've got cameras everywhere.
Oh, they do.
And he's sitting in his office watching everything.
I had somebody tell me once they could, quote, read a dime on Route 1.
Wow. Would it surprise you?
Oh, no.
No.
Nope. So, can I get the horn one more time?
Kids not going back to school.
So I got the information this morning, Dale.
Probably wasn't good.
Nope. Put me in a mood. Damn mood on the ride in.
Hadn't been able to tell.
Kids aren't going back to school. In Dartmouth, we're, quote, teaching from afar or virtual teaching or whatever the hell they want to label it.
Remote learning.
Remote learning. More like remote not learning. Jesus. They're not learning anything, and they are being adversely affected socially and developmentally. I saw that firsthand with the spring. I see that firsthand with my daughter all the time. They need to go back to school. And I read, of course, Dale, we've learned the word better than anything else in this whole coronavirus pandemic. It's a multi-phased approach. Phase one is remote learning, but we'll go to a hybrid model in phase two. Doesn't tell us when phase two is coming. Doesn't tell us what we have to achieve.
Now you sound like Wiggy. You want a date certain.
When I just like to know why we can't do it now.
He doesn't sound like Wiggy.
What? That seems offensive.
Neither did that.
Drop that. Why can't we do it now? What do we have to achieve to get to phase two? These kids need to go to school. I had convinced myself that we were going to be reasonable people and we could meet in the middle, and it was going to be the hybrid model. You know, this kid goes Monday, different group of kids goes Tuesday. We alternate back and forth. We clean in between. Social distancing. Buses are spread. But why? No, we're all at home. Just a little question. If you're a parent who, I don't know, maybe has a job, what the hell are you supposed to do?
I don't, and I honestly am so thankful I don't have school-age kids at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so thankful I don't have to worry about it. I understand the dilemma this is causing, not just from the learning perspective, and I agree with you, you don't learn as well remotely as you do in person.
Nope.
I'm in complete agreement, but for those families who, you know, thankfully have jobs and need to go to those jobs and count on, the child care aspect of the public school system, I don't know what those people do.
So
I don't know.
I have a proposal. Class action lawsuit.
Okay.
Parents everywhere.
Whoa, these always go so well.
I believe I've entered into a verbal, if not written, contract where I pay my taxes, and one of the expectations upon which paying those taxes is my kid goes to school. My kid learns. And by the way, yes, it's also daycare for a lot of people.
And I hate to tell you, but your class action lawsuit is going to die on the vine of a public health crisis.
Yes. These are, I'm not sure if you've heard this, these are unique, if not...
Right. What's less healthy for a kid? They go to school smoking, where they may have a, I don't know, 1% chance of contracting it. And if they do contract it, there's probably a 1% chance that any of those kids have any long-term negative health effects to it. Or, I don't know, the lack of socialization where there is clearly mental health issues settling in with lots of preteens and teens. And, oh, by the way, now you've put the parents in position. Do I just lock the door and leave my third grader at home all day to Zoom and go to school that way and say I'm going to work? Yeah. Or do I actually go to work, collect a paycheck so I can buy medicine and food and, you know, have a roof over their head? Otherwise, we'll be Zooming from a van down by the river.
There you go. Gun.
Fitzy, I was wrong. He does sound like Wiggy.
Here you go. Here's Dad's laptop. Just don't check Dad's browser history.
No, don't go there.
Well, and I thought I was wound up, Dale. I have a 7- and a 3-year-old at home, and I star in my own hostage tape every day. But oh, yeah. Damn, I'm not as wound up as
I don't understand it. No, give me a really good reason.
Andy on the Wiggins over here.
Really good reason why the students can't return, at least in a hybrid. Okay, so you tell me we don't have the space, we don't have the busing, we need to
break
this
up. Do you really think the hybrid model will be as effective as...
It's more effective as sitting your ass at home in either your bed, or I saw in Illinois, you can't be in your bed and you can't wear pajama pants. Yeah, good job enforcing that. Let's see how you enforce that. I don't actually have any pants on right now and no one knows.
Heartburn.
Unfortunately, Fitzy does. All right, next up on
our... Where do you go from there, Dale?
Next up on our list of bitches is the morning jog.
Okay, so... I don't know how, Dale, you go for morning walks, right? 5 miles, yeah. You were bragging this morning?
I did 5 this morning.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was
weird
on my 5-mile walk. Yeah, I couldn't respond to the text.
I wasn't responding to your text because I didn't want to walk and text and get picked off by a car out on
so
West
Dale,
Street or something.
Lots of issues that I deal with on my morning jog that you may or may not deal with on your morning walk. One of which is I think more and more people are doing morning jogs, morning walks, morning bike rides.
Because it's damn hot in the afternoon.
Okay, so I come across more people, and I say, morning. 9 times out of 10, you know what I get back?
Go F yourself.
No, I would appreciate the go F yourself. Nothing. Absolutely
nothing. See, I got to tell you,
I find that different here.
I hate that.
Everybody here that I pass... Hey, how you doing? Good morning. I mean, everybody waves. You're just in a bad neighborhood.
I'm in a nice neighborhood.
I split my time between Newton and the Cape. On the Cape, 100% of the time, everyone usually in a good mood. Some of the roads have been pretty crowded this summer, but we're jogging, we're biking. How are you? Good morning. How's it going? Whatever. Hey, Fitzy, I love your videos. Whatever.
No one says that.
Yes, they do. It's okay. You just don't want to believe that. Whereas in dark, that's a humble brag. It's an odd flex. There you go. But. Around here, far less often.
Like,
far less often.
We have a problem if I am the more social person encounter.
Yes, because
I am not social at all.
What's wrong with this picture?
And all I need is a nod, a hand, whatever you want to do. Hey, morning. Hey, whatever. If you want to go all in, hey, hot out here today. I don't care. But you know what I've started doing?
What's that?
Good talk, a-hole. Like, I literally respond with that, and no one responds.
Wow.
It's common courtesy.
You know what?
Just say hi. Just say wave, morning, something.
You know what it is? Bad news. All the other kids in Dartmouth are going back to school. They just don't want your little sots going back.
Heartburn.
And one more issue here. This is more of a public health issue.
I'm going to need a smoke after this.
Boy, did we wind him up today, huh?
Funny you say smoke. I got to tell you, I do 3 miles. I'm not quite Dale's level where it's
flex.
5.
But no, you're at least jogging. I'm only walking.
I was till I pulled my hammy the other day. Different topic for a different day.
What about muscles in your 40s? We're not pliable enough anymore.
I would say not a single jog goes by that I don't pass a car that just the obvious odor of marijuana comes out the window.
Oh, so what?
No wonder they're unfriendly in your town.
It's not legal to drive and smoke.
Well, maybe they use the car for a little fishbowl. Maybe they
is
don't.
Is that okay?
Yes,
does that
it
make
is.
You feel better when you're walking on the side of the road or jogging on the side of the road or biking on the side of the road?
Harumph, harumph.
Fishbowl McGee over here. And I'm not naive. My guess is every day I pass somebody who's had a little liquor too, right? But I just don't know it because I can't smell the liquor on their breath at 35 miles an hour passing me in the other direction.
Okay.
But I find it alarming the number of people that smoke weed while in the car.
Well, what if it's someone else who's not driving?
No, I can tell.
Oh, I can tell.
Well, sometimes they're by themselves.
Now, to your point, when I do my little walks every day, and this isn't a Bellingham problem. I have a feeling this is a world problem. I find nips everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The red ball or whatever.
Oh, fireball. I find more fireball nips everywhere. Than anything.
Everywhere.
But
it
every
annoys
time
the hell out of me. The worst person on the planet is the person that litters. It's not that hard.
Sure,
Throw it away. You don't need to litter. I don't need to see your Dunkin' cup, your scratch ticket,
or your fireball.
Those are the things you see.
And can
those
I ask
are the things
straight
you
up,
see all the time.
Outside of the winter or a football tailgate, who's chugging... Who's shooting a quick fireball nip in late July?
Well, everybody.
And firing it out the window, apparently.
The world around us sucks. Fireball's the answer.
I can't let my wife see this when I go home with it, so I'll just chuck it out the window.
So I don't, you know, swig it as you walk out the liquor store door and throw it in the garbage that I know exists right there.
That's not fun. It's way more fun to be driving.
Well,
this burrito is too filled.
You're a terrible human being, and I'd also ask, what's the point of those stupid litter bug signs that are everywhere, like $250 fine? You ever known anyone that's been fined $250 to $1,000 for littering? I've never known a single person, and yet there are fireball nips everywhere.
Holy Grumpzilla, are you good?
I'm good.
Heartburn.
Now go smoke them if you got them, Fitzy. We'll take a quick break. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We have a very special colloquialism quiz. I just wanted to see if I could say it. It's coming up at 1:30 today. It's Dale and Keefe with a grumpy Andy Hart and Fitzy. Sports Radio WEEI.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Ah, buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but TracFone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for. Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
So I think we're something like 85 days away until the presidential election. And this is not going to be a political slant. This is simply going to be an acknowledgement on my part that the president has apparently decided this is sports week in the presidential campaign. So today, he appeared on the radio show for Clay Travis. Clay Travis and I think Jason Whitlock is there as well. Didn't they go to it's a new site called Outkick. Is that correct?
Outkick the coverage. That was his whole thing for a while, yeah.
And they've got this new site called Outkick.
Yep.
He's got a radio show. Clay Travis, big scoop for him. Very well done. Got the president of the United States on today. And the president, you know, it's a kind of a sports sort of thing anyway, was asked by Travis about the possible return of the National Football League.
They want to open badly, and they've been working with government. I would say this, if they don't stand for the national anthem, I hope they don't open. But other than that, I'd love to see them open, and we're doing everything possible for getting them open. They can protest in other ways. They shouldn't protest our flag or our country.
Ugh. Hmm.
By the way, the NFL did a lot of checking on this stuff a year or so ago when the president decided he was going to unleash the tweet storm a couple of years ago about Colin Kaepernick and all that stuff. And what they ultimately decided was he's going to tweet what he's going to tweet, and we just have to just do what we do. Because I can promise you that, yes, there will be protests at NFL games. And if there is college football, and that's kind of tenuous right now, he was four square behind getting college football back on track. They got to play college football. They got to get these kids out there. Did he think they wouldn't protest?
I don't know what he is thinking right now, because I think he is scrambling for his political future. And he's trying to use in some ways the same playbook. And you mentioned it, like the tweets about the NFL. And over the course of time, I think the NFL has realized, A, not only do we not agree with him, B,
the thing that kills him the most if we don't really acknowledge it, if we just kind of ignore him. And, oh, the crazy president's tweeting again. Like, just leave him out of it. And I think that kills him. That's these attention whores. That kills them. The worst thing that they can have happen to them is they're just yelling into the night and no one's yelling back.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, Dale, some of this also is just chumming the waters for his base as well. Like, because the same people that are going to say, like, oh, get those sons of bitches off the field that want the flag to be respected, they also want college football. I mean, this is targeted directly to SEC country, where he knows he needs to run roughshod.
Alabama, Arkansas.
Yeah, Bama, Arkansas, you know.
Side note, if we ever do play, has anybody looked at Arkansas's schedule?
No, is it rough?
It's the most ridiculous schedule in the history of college football, because they do the SEC thing, and then they added the two games, you know, on the other side. So they have Georgia, Florida, LSU, Alabama, Auburn. It's like they should be voting to not play.
Like, you know, we'll pass.
We're going to get killed.
We're good.
Anybody ever gone 0-foot Arkansas?
But the Arkansas AD was one of the most vocal people, at least from the college football ranks yesterday, on Twitter saying, like, listen, it would be a crying shame if we don't let these guys get out there. These boys have worked so hard. They'll be safer there than they would be anywhere. I'm just saying.
I don't mean to extend heartburn to a second segment, but the president thinks college football is more important than my kids going to school. No, a serious question. The leader of our country.
Well, no, because the leader of our country has been saying your kids should be back in school, too.
So work in that direction. You have power, you have time, you have energy, you have resources, you have lines of communication. Maybe put those to use to educate everybody. And then if you get that done, okay, now fall back, and they should also be playing sports. Like, the first and foremost priority should be safely. I'm for safety.
Safe educational reentry.
Yes. That sounded good when you
said
that.
Thank you.
You're not as
all right, after the president spoke to Clay Travis, he then went on Hugh Hewitt's radio show.
Oh, love that. Never miss it.
And
what
the
is
only
that?
Hugh question. Hewitt.
But Hugh and what is
it? He's a
Hugh and what is that?
He's a syndicated radio host on Salem Communications, contributes at times to NBC and MSNBC, Washington Post, stuff like that. The only reason I bring it up at all is because the president was on the Hugh Hewitt radio show after he talked to Clay Travis, and the president was all wound up about sports because then he wanted to talk about Bill Belichick.
Well, I would say this. You got, if you ask me coach on coach, I like that as a better question. You always have to hit me with these very tough questions. I think they're both going to do great. They're both friends of mine. I'll tell you, Belichick is an incredible coach, and I think he's going to do really well. This guy just knows how to win, and he's a very good friend of mine. He's a winner. You know, if I ever had a military battle, I'd call up Belichick and say, what do you think? What do you think? Give me a couple of ideas.
I'll tell you, it's so great with the Browns.
He'd be as good as any general out there. And I think Tom picked a team where they have a very good offensive line and supposedly great receivers. And he did that on purpose. He didn't pick a team for just the dollars. He picked a team that really supposedly has some real talent that hasn't quite gotten there and in a long time. So I think Tom's going to be an interesting person to watch.
Somebody break the news to General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that if we ever go to war with anybody, evidently our president's first call is going to be apparently to Bill Belichick and not to the generals.
Like, that's funny for you or I to say, oh, he's studied the art of war, whatever that guy is.
Sun Tzu,
blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, if I ever had a battle, I'd, you know, Belichick. This is the commander-in-chief. He could have a battle any day. He legitimately is the leader of the military. And he's saying, if I ever have one, first call is going to be to Belichick.
He would. He would probably call all of his buddies who he thinks are masterminds.
Right. Oh, we're porked.
we're porked.
Porked.
Well, it was a big porked sports day on the president's agenda today. He talked about Tom Brady. He talked about Bill Belichick. He talked about football, college football. He also at one point said that he was unfortunately not able to play college football because he went to an Ivy League school.
What?
They play football in the Ivy League. I know.
Penn's a juggernaut, though.
Did Hugh Hewitt say, how what?
How what?
What do Hugh mean?
I think it was actually Clay who
I was on the show with Clay Travis. And
but
Jason
I think that's
Whitlock.
One of the things. If you're going to actually get an interview with the president, you have to just like look past and ignore anytime he says something ridiculously stupid or contradictory or anything like that. Isn't that how it works?
If that's the whole thing. Like there's an implied agreement that you're just going to like have a little slap and tickle we'll and let him go where he wants to
laugh
go.
Laugh past it. But serious question. Like he focuses on Belichick. That's the one aspect
Loves
there.
Him. It's his Belichick buddy, wrote him that letter
great
last
leader,
year.
Yeah. Great winner. Now, Hugh did try to sneak in there. Hugh said, it wasn't so
great in
Cleveland.
Yeah.
But I don't want the best coach this year in the National Football League. I want the best players. Because I think this is more of like a Casey Jones, 86 Celtics. Roll it out there and play football. I think the preparation is diminished. There is none. As Brian Flores says, there is no preparation. We've had less preparation than the history of it. It's going to have to be good enough. I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and the best talent. Because to me, this is going to be closer to... like pick up football, the best team wins. Like the best, and I don't
so you want previous experience as opposed to
no, I want
as opposed
speed
to scheming and intelligence
and playmaking and athleticism. I want this like playground football. Like if you just picked captains, who would you take? Best talent, the most talented team, and I think that is not necessarily in the borders of your little Patriot nation, Fitzy.
Oh, 6-1.
That's fine.
You two roll around in the dirt while we take a break and then come back here after you've cleaned yourselves up. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Adam Schefter will talk about the effect on the NFL if college football does in fact get canceled. We'll give you the details on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe with Fitzy and Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.